It will be Harrison's fastball to start the second half as the two teams switch sides. The Lady Goblins will be moving right to left now for these last two quarters. It will be Mariah Hudson triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets it in at two. Alex Hill, we're back underway. Hill dribbling up top, throws over on the right side to Schrum. Up top now to Hudson. Now over to Salmon on the right side. Maps home in a man-to-man defense. Salmon will give it to Schrum, who has it on the right side. Now gives dribbles down towards the paint. Finds Barger all by herself for the easy layup. Good. Claire Barger with 9 points. 22-14. It's a three-possession lead now for the Lady Goblins. Mullen into the front court for Maps home, dribbling on the right side. Now ball goes to Gilbert near the top. Now Yates has it. Dribbles to the right elbow. Goes down into the lane. Now kicks out to Mullen on the right side. Her three-pointer is up. Bounces around. Will not go. Rebound controlled by Norcross. She goes back over. The shot is blocked. And this time it is Yates with getting the ball back. And Mapson will set back up. Yates will drill down into the lanes. Going in for the layup. Draws plenty of contact. And she'll head right back to the free throw line with 7:05 left of the third quarter. Maggie Salmon picks up her first personal foul. That is the first team foul against Harrison here in the second half. So Ashton Yates at the free throw line where she is 4 of 5 with 8 points. First free throw is up and good. And so she gets this next one. It'll be back to a two-possession game. Again, we are 55 seconds into this second half. Second shot for Yates is up. Bounces around, will not go. And so she gets 1-2. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gilbert, and it will be Harrison's basketball. 22-15, our score. Lady Goblins with the ball and the lead. Hill will walk the ball into the front court for Harrison. Hill across the timeline, dribbling to the right side. Now goes back up to the top, goes over to the left now. Gives it there to Schrum. Schrum will give it to Hudson on the right side. Hudson will drill towards the left paint. Now kicks up top to Salmon. Salmon drills to the elbow, kicks over to Barger on the right corner. Barger trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she'll drill out to the wing. Barger will give it up top to Hudson. Hudson will give it to Salmon, who drills down to the lane. Now kicks out to Schrum. Schrum's drilling down to the lane, going in for a layup. And she's called for the offensive foul. So wave off her basket, and Mount Home will get it back with 6:26 left of the third quarter. Sydney Schrum picks up her second personal foul, team foul number two, against the Lady Goblins, and their fourth turnover of the night. 22-15, Harrison on top. Mullen into the front court for Mountain Home. Dribbling to the left elbow, kicks it to Jackson in the corner. Cross court to Norcross on the right wing. Gives it to Yates at the free throw line. Yates going to drill towards the wing. Now it's being bell teamed. Kicks it to Norcross in the corner. She's going to try for the three. Good! Annie Norcross with her first 3 points of the night. Down to a 4-point margin with 6 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Harrison with the ball up 22-18. Here is Hill into the front court. Now throws it to Hudson on the left side. Now she'll give it to Salmon. Down to Hill in the paint. Hill looking to make a move for the layup. She gets it off the glass and in. Alex Hill with 7 points. 24-18. Harrison leading with 5:36 left of the third quarter. Mullen into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Throws it to Jackson on the right side near the corner. Cross court to Gilbert. Whoa. I guess pass just over her head. So that will be Mount Tom's fourth turnover tonight, an unforced turnover there with 5:26 left of the third quarter. Hill will walk the ball across the timeline for the Lady Goblins. Dribbling to the left side, kicks it in the corner to Mariah Hudson. Her three-pointer will not go. Offensive rebound for Barger, kicks it back out to Hill. Hill drill on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, bounces around and drops in. Alex Hill is double figures with 10 points. It's a 9-point lead for Harrison. 27-18, our score with 4:51 left of the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles, throws to Jackson in the left corner. She's going to drill down to Lane, going in for the layup. Draws plenty of contact. She'll hit to the free throw line with 4:43 left of the third quarter. Maggie Salmon picks up her second personal foul. That is the 13th foul here in the second half against the Lady Goblins. So Kay Jackson at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 3 points so far this evening. First shot is up, in and out, no good. Amelia Rucker coming in for Mount Selma, replacing Cameron Mullen. And for Harrison, Maggie Selma will take a seat with her second foul as she's replaced by Madison Bell. So one more free throw for Jackson. Second shot is up, and she misses both. And the rebound comes to the Lady Goblins. Strum will walk the ball into the front court. A little over 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 9-point Harrison lead. Ball goes to Hill in the on the low block. She's going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up and in. Alex Hill with 12 points, 7 of those here in the third quarter alone. 29-18, it's a double-digit lead for Harrison. Gilbert with the ball on the right side, drills to the free throw line. It's going to pull up for the jumper and gets it. Kate Gilbert with 5 points. 29-20 our score with 4:06 left to play in the third quarter. Shrum into the front court for the Lady Goblins. They have the lead. Shrum will dribble to the right side, goes down into the corner. Now kicks up top to Hudson. Hudson's going to pull up for the long three. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and controlled by Yates. Yates will walk the ball across the timeline. 3:46 left. Yates dribbles to the elbow. Kicks out to Norcross in the right corner. Her three-pointer will not go. Hill gets the rebound. Back come the Lady Goblins. Hill will take her time walking the ball across the half-court stripe. 29-20, Lady Goblins on top. Ball goes over to Schramm on the right side. Now up top to Barger. Barger is trying to figure out where to go with it and dribbles to the right elbow. Now kicks up top to Schramm. Over to Hudson in the left corner. Hudson dribbles up to the wing. Now goes down to the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. The shot was blocked, and Madison Yates comes up with a basketball. 3:07 left to play in the third quarter. Mounts home with the ball, trailing by 9. Yates dribbling into the right elbow. Going to go into the lane, going in for the layup, off the glass, no good. Ball is knocked around and finally controlled by Mariah Hudson. Back quickly comes Harrison. Hudson drills on the right side, gets there to Schramm. 2:50 left in the third quarter. Ball goes to Hill just outside the paint. Now she drills out to the right corner. Now goes to the wing. Takes the screen, drills up to the top. Thought about three, now gives it to Hudson. Hudson's going to drill toward the lane. Now kicks out to Bell. Bell drilled to the low block. Now it gives it to Hudson in the corner. Hudson's going to drill to the free toward the free throw line. Throws over on the right side to Barger. Barger's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. Good. Claire Barger with 11 points. 31-20, Harrison up with 2:19 left to play in the third quarter. And now Mount Selma's going to call timeout. So we'll break with 2:11 left to play in the third quarter. It is Harrison leading Mountain Home 31-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At First Security, we're happy to be close to home, especially during the holidays. This is where we raise our families, celebrate milestones, and build a life with the ones who matter most. It's what makes First Security proud to be your community bank. So here's to appreciating the true meaning of Christmas. May you experience love, joy, and blessings this season and always. First Security, Bank Better, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If there's a will, there's a way. At ASU Mountain Home, they are firm believers in this statement. They offer 6 ways to take classes in the spring. You can do seated on campus, traditional online learning, live online, flexible online, hybrid on campus, or blended learning choice. So there are no excuses. If you're willing, ASU Mountain Home is happy to provide several ways to make it happen for you. Go to asumh.edu to find your class choices today.
Well, Mount Home takes their second time out of the night with 2:11 left to play in the third quarter as they trail Harrison 31-20. Jackson will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Tries to throw it into Noor. Cross ball was knocked away by Hudson. Goes out of bounds, and Mount Home will inbound it once again right by the bench. Didn't really take any time off the clock. Ball goes into Gilbert. Gilbert drills on the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound will come to Madison Bell. Back come the Lady Goblins. Shrum will walk the ball into the front court for Harrison. Throws it to Hill at the free throw line. Now she's going down towards the elbow. She's going to pull up for the jumper and gets it. 14 points for Alex Hill. 9 of those here in this third quarter alone. 33-20, Lady Goblins up with 1:40 left to play in the third quarter. Yates dribbling toward the right side. Now takes the screen from Jackson. Has the ball knocked away for a moment, but gets it back. Now Jackson has it on the right wing. Jackson going to go down to the lane, going in for the layup. Shot is blocked by Hill, and Trump comes up with the basketball. Back comes Harrison. Trump throws it quickly into the front court to Barger, who's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Claire Barger with 13 points. 35-20, Harrison on top. 1:13 left to play in the third quarter. Gilbert will walk the ball and cross the half-court stripe for Mount Home. Drills to the left side. Now takes the screen. Throws over to Rucker on the right. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Hudson. Back quickly comes Harrison. Hudson quickly back the other way, finding Barger in the lane. Her layup no good, but draws plenty of contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 55.3 seconds left to play in the third quarter. Kate Jackson picks up her third personal foul. That is the first team foul, or team second, I guess. Actually, I think it's supposed to be the first foul against Mount Home here in the second half. First free throw for Claire Barger. Bounces around and goes in. That was our first free throw attempt of the night. Mount Home bringing in Amelia, Lauren Waymire, Emma Wilver, and Cameron Mullen, as Kate Gilbert, Annie Norcross, and Kay Jackson all take a seat. So Barger with one more free throw. Second shot is up. Misses badly, actually. And the rebound comes to Mount Home. Here is Yates dribbling toward the free throw line. Now kicks out to Mullen on the right side. 36-20, our score. Mullen's going to drill down into the lane. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by the Lady Goblins. Back quickly comes Harrison. Hill with the ball on the right side. Down to 30 seconds left of the third quarter. Hill dribbling at the elbow. Now goes back to the wing. Throws over to Salmon over on the left. Up top now to Hudson. Hudson drills to the elbow, kicks out to Salmon on the left wing. Down to 16 seconds left of the quarter. Up top to Hudson. Hudson's going to drill toward the free throw line. Kicks out to Barger on the right wing. Down to 10. Now up top to Hudson. Hudson's going to drill down into the lanes, going in for the running jumper. I think they're going to call a foul, though, on the floor before the shot attempt. And Cameron Mullen picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. Cameron Mullen checking out of the game, being replaced by Kay Jackson. 4.3 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It will be Claire Cecil inbounding it, gets it to Madison Bell. Down to 2 seconds, the ball goes to Hill. She's going to try for a shot to beat the buzzer. A long three, and she gets it. Man, Alex Hill just lit it up in this quarter. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. Our score after 24 minutes of play, Harrison leading Mount Salem 39-20. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic. And why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.